Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. You'll find them in pies, you'll find them on porches, you'll even find them in your coffee order. Pumpkins. Whether it be carved jack-o'-lanterns or a pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving, pumpkins are a fruit of the fall. It is with a heavy heart that I must inform you that pumpkins are berries. Technically, they are pepos, which is a type of berry with a hard rind. The berry classification denotes that both the layer beneath the skin and the layer surrounding the seeds is fleshy. The interior portion of the pumpkin, the endocarp, is the stringy bits we usually scoop out when carving. Other pepo fruits, similar to pumpkins, include winter squashes and even watermelons. Now, it isn't recommended to carve a watermelon for Halloween, but many hard squashes can be a pumpkin substitute for fall decorations. When carving a pumpkin for a jack-o'-lantern, there are several tips for having better, longer-lasting decorations. The number one enemy of your jack-o'-lantern will be rotting, and that is exacerbated by moisture and heat. Fully clean out the pumpkin when scooping, and you may want to sterilize the cut surfaces by spraying or soaking in a 10% bleach water solution. Place the pumpkin on a porch or somewhere cool and out of direct sunlight. Also try using an electronic light to prevent heating the inside of the pumpkin with a candle. This will prevent microbes from developing and degrading the pumpkin. On the opposite end of the spectrum, a hard freeze will also contribute to rot after the pumpkin thaws. Other decorative alternatives to pumpkin carving are painting or using another hard squash. Painting a pumpkin or gourd can be just as fun as carving, and it will last longer on your porch or in your home. Other substitutes for pumpkins like butternut squash and gourds can be carved as well. Obviously, nothing will beat a big pumpkin for carving, but any sturdy fruit can be carved and lit up. They just might not last as long. If you want to save the trip to the pumpkin patch or grocery store, you can add a pumpkin plant or patch to your own garden. Pumpkin, known as Cucurbita pepo, will enjoy soil between pH 6 and 7. Planting varieties like Howden, Magician, and Mustang should yield large pumpkins for your fall decoration. Larger varieties, reaching to 50 pounds or more, such as Prize Winner and Big Max, will provide even larger canvases for you to work with. Pumpkins and other cucurbits are mostly water, around 90%, so maintaining a good water supply as the plants develop fruit from August through September will be crucial. Lastly, as we head into November, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the pie pumpkin. The pie pumpkin is usually small, around 5 to 8 pounds, and is characterized as having a thicker flesh portion, perfect for making the pie filling. When switching from canned to fresh pumpkin, make sure you accommodate with sugar and spices, or just enjoy the more stripped down flavor. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.